Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. It's producer Chris. We all have bad days. Well, actually, I don't. But I hear other people do. Even presidents. And in October 2012, a lackluster day at the office for President Obama was our top story. It's Bugle issue 208, a Kama Sutra approach to the truth.
Top story this week, the unrivaled spectacle of two men talking at each other for 90 minutes.
Andy, the first presidential debate took place on Wednesday night, formally kickstarting the US election season that officially began 17 months and billions of dollars ago. The debate was, of course, between... about 6 foot, married to Michelle. You know the guy. Anyway, he was debating... Tag's dad. Anyway, the point is that the host city of Denver pulled out all the stops, initially staging the debate in a fight pit with the moderators shouting questions at the participants, then redesigning the stage to feature the debate taking place in a Thunderdome, then eventually opting for the classic two-podium model instead, but with both candidates in inflatable sumo suits. But moments before the debate, one of them got a puncture, so they had to go with their emergency regular backup suits instead. After months of negotiations, both campaigns finally agreed to the debate rules, which were 1, no nut shots, 2, 2 minutes each with a 30-second rebuttal, 3, seriously, no nut shots, 4, maximum of 2 bathroom breaks and 3 visits on stage from a trainer, and 5, absolutely, unequivocally, no nut shots.
You can understand that, can't you, after the whole JFK-Nixon debacle.
Actually, it was from before then, Andy. Right. It's actually been there for years since the Lincoln-Douglas debate got spectacularly out of hand.
Sorry, that's why they called him the big swollen melons.
Both Both candidates had done extensive debate preparation. President Obama had been mock debating with John Kerry, who'd been standing in as Mitt Romney. I can't think of what about the emotionally robotic multimillionaire with magnificent hair made him think that he'd be a perfect substitute for the emotionally robotic millionaire with magnificent hair. And Mitt Romney mock debated against milky white Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, who stood in as Obama, mainly because I think he may be the blackest person that Mitt Romney knows. But after all the hype, followed by all the lowering of expectations, followed by all the hype again, the debate began, and by most commentary analysis, Obama's performance was somewhere between not great and f***ing awful. The reviews immediately following the debate ranged from inexplicably comatose to the debate equivalent of taking a cyanide pill on stage.
Ouch. One star. he did, certainly, I didn't see all of it, but I watched as much as the British soul could take. And certainly he did very little to win over the 5% of American voters who aren't going to vote exactly how their great-great-grandparents voted anyway. He was described as being hesitant and subdued, worryingly thoughtful at times. That's a lethal failing in any politician. And quite tetchy, I thought, John, almost as if he's been doing a really stressful and deeply unenjoyable job for the last 4 years.
Yes,
there's blasted the difficulties, troubles and impossibilities of the planet and American politics in his face on a daily basis. What would you like for breakfast, Mr. President? I'll have some cornflakes, please. Sorry, cornflakes are off. You're having war, economic catastrophe, social breakdown, historically intractable global tensions, all served with a side issue of commercial vested interests. Can I have an egg? No, you can't have a f***ing egg.
So, yeah, President Obama's tactics seem to be distracted and quite tired, while Mitt Romney, on the other hand, took a Kama Sutra approach to the truth, bending it, stretching it, flipping it over, contorting it into all kinds of weird shapes before banging the living shit out of it. That, in itself, was not a surprise. The surprise was how President Obama seemed to just stand back for an hour and a half and just let him do it, almost as if he was assuming that the American people would research Romney's lies themselves the next day and fact-check vigorously his statements, suggesting that he either received a large blow to the head just before the debates began, or suggesting that he's never in fact met the American people.
We have seen in recent weeks, John, what Mitt Romney really thinks. But it was interesting to see, once the debate started, that now America got a chance to see what he pretends he thinks. And that could be so much more important when the election comes.
That is true. It was a weirdly terrible performance from the president. He seemed slightly preoccupied the whole time and even opened his remarks by mentioning his 20-year wedding anniversary that day, which I think he may have forgotten before that point, because the whole debate had a real, holy shit, I just forgot my 20-year wedding anniversary stink all over it. I mean, what happened to the president, Andy? I actually came up with a list of things that I think may have happened that all, you know, although some of them may be long shots, they would all make a lot more sense of what happened than the fact that he just didn't seem to be all that interested. One, let's think about a positive option first. Perhaps something horrific had just happened that he had to deal with. Perhaps Russia had just nearly launched a nuclear missile. That would make sense. Or maybe he just got used to the last 2 weeks of tactically lowering the expectations for the debate and got so used to it he forgot he was then supposed to exceed them. Maybe he took an Ambien by mistake and was literally sleepwalking. Is it possible, Andy, that he actually woke up 3 hours after the debate feeling fully refreshed and saying, OK, let's do this? Or maybe, you know, does he actually not want to be president anymore? Is he like someone who's stuck in a relationship that he wants to get out of but doesn't be the one to do it? He doesn't want to break up with America, Andy, so he's making America break up with him. Maybe it was the altitude. Denver is a mile above sea level. Perhaps he'd been doing all his debate prep in a special pod at the bottom of the ocean. Or Andy, maybe there was a mix-up with the pump-up music that he was listening to charge himself up before the debate. Maybe he was supposed to be listening to Metallica, and by mistake, he listened to Leonard Cohen instead. At least that would make some sense.
Well, I guess, yeah, it's probably hard for him to switch off from being president and suddenly switch on to being a candidate again. And because he doesn't get much light relief in his life, apart from playing golf 6 times a week. And the only real relief, as you suggested last week, was lightening his mood every now and again by treating himself to a drone strike. And there were points in the debate when it looked like he was contemplating somewhere in Massachusetts for his next one. But Romney, on the other hand, he bore the confidence look of a well-groomed man who has spent 4 years earning in excess of $10 million a year, paying all of it in tax and having his hair done and laughing at the poor. So you can see why he was a little more relaxed. Also, a bit intensively trained, as you suggested, for this debate. Much of the training involving having senior Republicans line up in front of him shouting, "Don't be a Well, in that case, try even harder.
The truth is that it's often said you can't win a presidency with a debate, but you can lose it, which frequently renders the highest-profile supposed discussion of policy that the nation gets every 4 years into a turgid tango of evasion and a bullshit ballet of pointlessness where the candidates are not so much debating than regurgitating talking points into your ears. And watching them can often feel exactly as disgusting as that sounds. It's not so much two boxers fighting as two boxers standing motionless in front of each other, desperately concentrating on not punching themselves in the face.
I find it quite hard to follow some of the arguments, particularly in on the subject of American healthcare, which is quite an alien issue to British people. I find myself trying to concentrate really hard for about 3 minutes, then trying to work out exactly who wants whom to die, why, and how much they would pay to watch it happen. Then trying to work out what form of healthcare Jesus would have preferred, and I'm not sure, but apparently he presented Lazarus with a bill for 5,000 shekels after curing him of death. So he is probably boinging up and down on the Republican end of the seesaw. And I end up thinking, if only all Americans could just agree not to use any medicine at all and let the will of God take its course, they would be so much happier as a nation and with significantly lower unemployment.
Andy, you've just described the thought process of every single American.
Oh, right. OK, good. I still not just me then.
You're thinking like a man from the heart of this country. I think my least favourite part of any of these political debate is always the sudden cherry-picking of individuals that the politicians have happened to have stumbled into on the campaign trail whose circumstances, coincidentally, seem to perfectly back up the point that the politician is in the middle of making. Things like, oh, on the campaign trail, I met a family in Delaware who were concerned about their taxes. I met a teacher called Wes who asked me to keep fighting for my healthcare plan. I met a woman called Brianna who had benefited from my back-to-work issues. I met a squirrel called Keith who agreed with my policy on Syria. I met an antelope called Barry who hates my opponent's views on stem cell research. I sat on a bench called Christine who talked about her belief in traditional marriage. I ate a piece of cheese called Kyle who wants to serve in Afghanistan. Whether or not these people actually exist is debatable, Andy. They seem to merely function as hypothetical human shields.
Also, you never hear the negative. They never meet anyone with a kind of negative story.
That,
you never hear them
that
saying,
is true. That's true.
I was on the campaign trail in Delaware, and I met Mike and Cindy, who say they're having trouble getting permission to build their dungeon.
And I said to them, Mike, Cindy, that doesn't seem to be anything that I can do anything about. And they said, you're right, Mr. President. It's just, it's on my mind at the moment. Anyway, good luck. I won't be voting for you. I don't know why I brought that up now, but the truth is, Mike, Cindy, good luck with the dungeon. Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have mentioned it, correct?
There you go. What a show that was. What a show. Now please help us stay alive by donating to us at thebuglepodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth, Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.